One example, which is, I suppose, really deals with that issue and very clearly, is take for example Errigal. A lot of people like to walk up Errigal on an annual basis. Loads of visitors, great to see it. And obviously, we're working closely with the local community down there on Dunluce. But I suppose part of the challenge for us as a local authority with our partners is, okay, but loads of people walking up the mountain, you know, we have to protect the asset as well. And if people are allowed to walk everywhere, you know, up the mountain and down the mountain, it does get damaged over time. And the asset that is there, that we need to protect, gets damaged. So what we're doing there, through funding received from the Department of Rural and Community Development and in consultation with the local people, as well as, say, Mountaineering Ireland and other interested parties, we are now going out. We actually have a contractor appointed who will be developing a pathway from the car park at the roadside up by Errigal. So, you know, the path will be there. People can enjoy the amenity and at the same time protect the environment. And I suppose that's ultimately what we want to achieve.